This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You are listening to CNBC TV18 Market Podcast, powered by Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's fastest growing stock exchange. Well, the cues on both global and domestic fronts suggest that we'll be starting this week on a positive note as earnings announced over the last 2 days, especially both the Nifty companies, ICICI Bank and Cipla, have been better than estimates. Now, let me first talk about global setup. US market closed the first session of the week with minor gains but at a record high, tracking earnings and economic data. All the three major US indices closed with gains in the range of 0.2 to 0.4%. Coming to our market, on Saturday on thin volumes, broader markets saw a close with healthy gains while benchmark indices closed in the red. For Nifty, drags came in largely from IT and FMCG names, but good part was the biggest weighted stock, HDFC Bank, snapped its 3-day losing streak. Today, the major move in both Nifty and Nifty Bank will depend on how ICICI Bank reacts to its Q3 earnings that came in largely better than estimates. Talking about institutional activities, both FIs and DIIs were net sellers on Saturday. FIs sold shares of rupees 546 crore, while the sell figure for DIIs was rupees 719 crore. For today, GIFT Nifty is indicating a positive start. It's currently up more than 100 points. In commodities, crude surged 2% overnight with Brent trading at nearly 1 month high. Reports suggest a Ukrainian drone has attacked a Russian fuel terminal that exports more than 1.3 million barrels of oil per day. Also keep an eye on earnings. Some of the major earnings that I'll be tracking are Axis Bank, Havells, USL, Pidilite. On global front, keep an eye on Netflix that will be reporting its earnings for December quarter. Thank you very much. You are listening to CNBC TV18 Market Podcast.